Mike, how's my look? Good? Good.
What's the difference with going to this Super Bowl, how you prepare the, maybe the Super Bowl, see your first one, being at the Super Bowl?
I haven't thought much about that, you know. I think just, you know, very grateful for the opportunity. I think it's a pretty cool thing for our team to be able to accomplish this. A lot of work goes into it. There's a lot of people that support us, our families, our friends, you know, old coaches, old teammates, that'll all be excited, you know, a week from Sunday. So I want to go out there and represent everybody really well.
Tom, you always talk about, come in front of us and talked about the process that begins back at training camp and leads to this point. In your mind in this season, when did you first think to yourself that this group has a chance to get to this point? Is there something that led you to believe that this group might be a little bit more special than other teams? I mean, you know what it takes to get here.
Well, I think, you know, every year is a little bit different and you have different circumstances and, you know, I think just done a good job taking advantage of our opportunities. And, you know, it's a pretty tough, mentally and physically tough team that's, you know, proven itself over the course of a long season. You know, we're playing against a great team. So, you know, this team's beating everybody. They're just a great football team. Offensively, defensively, special teams are well coached. I mean, it's a great football team we're playing. So, we're going to have to play our best game of the year.
Tom, we've all heard what you said over the course of the last year plus at the podium on the radio. I respect what you've said. But this commissioner and this league, via a four-game suspension, tried to disgrace you. People called you a cheater. People on TV cried. People lied. People threw trash at your name. Are you telling us that none of that factors into any of the motivation you have to go out there and to win this game so you can grab the trophy and hold it high and stand at the top of the mountain and howl at the moon?
I mean, I have, you know, I'm motivated for my teammates. I said that after the game. I think they're all the motivation that I need. And, you know, it takes a lot of work to get to this point. And nothing that's happened in the past, you know, is going to help us win this game, or what's going to help us win this game is going through that process that we talked about and, you know, being ready to go. And, you know, that's enough motivation for me.
That's not the only time that you're asked questions like that, but every time a question like that is put on you, you just have a way of just deflecting or just moving on and focusing on, obviously, the game. Do you kind of relish that, knowing that you can take all those questions on, you can deflect away from the pressure of your teammates, because you've been dealing with questions like that in various ways over the last 15, 16 years.
And it hasn't fazed you ever.
Well, I'm a positive person, so I just focus on, you know, all the positives and you know, I don't get caught up in negativity and bashing other people. And, you know, I just, you know, I'm very blessed. I get to do something I love to do, show up to work every day, play football in the National Football League and play for the Patriots. You know, I grew up watching Joe Montana and Steve Young in the Bay Area at a great time. So, you know, I got great support from my family and some great support from my friends. And, you know, I love playing for this team. So I'm very blessed, and I try to keep a positive outlook, and I try to influence people in a positive way. Try to be an encouraging person in other people's life, and hopefully that wears off on my teammates. You know, it's a tough game. It's a lot of challenges that you face, and, you know, I think always focusing on what's positive is has worked for me.
It was 17 years ago today that Bob Kraft made a pretty good decision. He introduced Coach Belichick not far from the spot where you're standing as the head coach of the Patriots. Where would this team be? Where would you be without him? And can you reflect on his importance as a motivator?
We came in at the same time. It was our first year together, and you know, I wasn't drafted at the time, obviously, of that announcement, but I was, when they picked me, I had to look on the map to see where New England Patriots played, because I had never been this far east. But it was a magical day in my life, and I know for Patriot fans, having Coach Belichick come to the team was, you know, just the best thing for this franchise. And he's been a great coach, been a great leader for our team, you know, along with Mr. Kraft and Jonathan. It always starts at the top, so... you know, had a good run. We got to keep it going. It's an important week for us. You know, it's a lot of practice the next couple of days. And then obviously with the start of Super Bowl week, there's a lot of hoopla that goes into that. So, you know, this is biggest game of the year, and it's our opportunity to, you know, be at our best and not let anything get in the way of what our goal is, because I've been a part of a few of these that we've lost, and it's been pretty crappy to think about those memories, so hopefully we can make it a great outcome.
How similar has this defense you've studied from Atlanta been to the one you faced in Super Bowl 49? And how difficult also is it when they have so many first, second-year players, guys you may not be familiar with personally, on the defense?
Well, that's been the biggest thing is, you know, understanding, you know, how they play their scheme and then the strengths of their guys. So they got a lot of good players, and they got a lot of youth, a lot of speed, you know, very well coached, very disciplined. I mean, they're ahead by 20 points in so many of these games. It's tough to, you know, really see gotta have it type defenses, and but they play with enthusiasm. They play aggressive, very tough, hard-nosed team. So, you know, we're gonna need to play really well, I think, in all phases of the game. You don't get to this point and you know, able to go out there and play an average game and expect to win. So. Be great to be at our best.
Tom, you said many times about the speed of the Atlanta defense. I guess, how can you sum up the best way to approach fast defenses like Atlanta?
It's tough because you don't really get that look in practice because you're going against your guys who are, you know, trying to figure out, you know, scheme stuff. And, you know, I think these guys, they know what to do. They're focusing on what their job is. They know what their responsibilities are, and they play hard. And, you know, they create a lot of turnovers. And when you give this offense, you know, the ball more times than they're supposed to get it, they put touchdowns on the board. So they've been getting them all year. And it's going to be important. Ball security is always important for our team. We talk about it every week. It's our number one goal. I think their number one goal is getting the ball off the opposing offense. So it's going to be a battle of, you know, who can possess it. So thank you, guys.